Hello, this right minister, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 106. And we're going for our golden scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always say that you have not believed in vain. That's why you keep coming back to listen, to look into the gospel again. "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." So that's what we're looking at. The first of all of the gospel is what? How that Christ died. And we looked at Luke 23. We've looked at various aspects of it. So Luke 23, 46. And Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." I commit my spirit. And I keep saying that we're doing the physical events before we go into what happened behind the scenes. Because if you think that you're getting something from this physical event, when you go into what happened behind the scenes, what no man could see, it will amaze you. You will see the depths of what Christ did for you. His finished work. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your life will never be the same again. So, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." One of the things that is so clear in this prayer, apart from it showing that Christ died a voluntary death, he willingly dismissed the spirit. One of the things that is so clear also is that Jesus knew that he was primarily a spirit. Jesus knew that the major part of a man is his spirit and not his body. In fact, many of us and many Christians, when they are even talking about their spirits and their souls and their bodies, will put the body first. Normally, people will put the body first before they say my soul or my spirit. But in 1 Thessalonians, Paul prayed a prayer there in chapter 5. He said, "I pray for you that God will keep your spirit, your soul, and your body." Look at the line up. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. That is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." But when you are one who is always a sense person, you walk according to your senses. Often when you are reading it or when you're quoting it, you would rather put the body first. So it will be body, soul, and spirit. But when you're a spiritual man, you will say spirit, soul, and body. And that is how God put it. Or when Paul was writing it, that was the Holy Spirit way of prioritizing. He said spirit first, then soul, then body. But if you are one who lives according to the senses, you will put body first. And it's so obvious that many believers are living in the senses. Many people live in the senses according to body. If I can't see it, then it's difficult for me to believe it. If I can't feel it, then it's difficult for me to relate with it. If I can't touch it, it's difficult. If I can't hear it, if I can't smell it, if I can't taste it, it's so difficult. This should not be the way of the believer's life. The believer is a spiritual person. The first thing, the most important part of you is your spirit. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a container called the body. This body of ours is just the container. If we're able to live according to this truth, I'm telling you, it changes a lot of things in your life. It even changes how you read the word, your perception of God and of his word. Many of us, we think in that way, we live in that way. It's your body first. Now, when I say body first, I'm not saying that you are a perverse person, you are a wicked person, you are sleeping with people. No. I'm talking about the way you relate with everything. Many people body first. But when you're a spiritual person, it is your spirit first. The spirit takes the ascendancy over the body and over the soul. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.